I know what's the matter with me. I'm aching for a new adventure.
With a sigh of resignation, she again settled herself in a comfortable chair and took up her book. She had scarcely read a page when her attention was attracted by the sound of a heavy step on the front veranda. The doorbell rang sharply. She dropped her book and hurried to the door. Opening it, she stood face to face with a man she had never seen before.
I am Nathan Gombit of Cliffwood. I want to see Carson Drew.
My father isn't here now.
Where is he?
Out of town on business.
But I must see him.
I'm very sorry, but he won't be back until late this evening.
I came after those papers. Did your father leave them for me?
I don't know what papers you mean.
Oh, you don't, eh? Well, your father knows all right. Just ask him about Nathan Gombit's property rights on the river. He'll tell you all about the nasty deal he and his friends tried to slip over on me.
My father wouldn't cheat anyone out of a cent.
Like as not, he's hiding somewhere in this house this very minute.
How dare you insinuate such a thing? I am alone in the house. Now, I wish you'd go.
Just try to put me out, if you think you can. Get those papers for me.
I'll not give you anything. Now get out of here.
All right, if you'll not hand over those papers, I'll just have to look around for myself.
A crafty look had come into the man's eyes. As he spoke, he moved towards the study, which adjoined the living room. Reaching the desk, he jerked open the door and began pulling through.
Stop it! You get out of here, I'll call the police.
Call the police, will you? Oh, no, my little lady. You won't do that.
As he reached out to grab her, she stepped to one side and neatly eluded his claw-like hands and placed the table between them. She caught up the telephone receiver. Gombit saw that Nancy Drew was not to be bluffed, and instantly a change came over him.
Don't telephone. I'll go.
All right, then. Go. I'll give you 20 seconds to get out of here. If I see you hanging around the house, I'll call the police.
Hastily, Nathan Gombit picked up his hat and turned...
That's what I thought. But why did he make such a fuss?
Because he's a natural troublemaker, I guess. You see, some time ago, Gombit's land was condemned for the railroad right-of-way. I was on a land commission, and I saw to it that Gombit was well paid. He seemed satisfied with the deal which was made. But after the bridge went up, he began to pester the commission for more money. He claimed that the bridge had damaged the rest of his property, and I don't know what all. I didn't pay much attention to his claims because they were ridiculous. He's only a sorehead.
He's been making some ugly threats, Dad. It's said he talks about blowing up the bridge. You'll be careful, won't you, Dad? I'm sure he means to do you harm.
As she spoke, her eyes turned toward the window, and what she saw caused them to dilate in horror.
There was someone at the window just then. I saw the face distinctly. It was Nathan Gombit.
Even at that moment, there came a sharp rap at the door. Resolutely, Carson Drew walked to the front door and flung it open. The light from the living room revealed Nathan Gombit.
Well, what do you want here? And tell me what you mean by coming here and bothering my daughter.
I want my rights. You cheated me. My land is worth several times what I was paid for it. Either I want the deed back or I want my price.
Why, you're a crazy man. The commission gave you your price once, and an exorbitant one it was too. If the railroad hadn't wanted your land, you couldn't have sold it for a dime.
I don't care what you say. I know you and your scheming friends are trying to swindle me out of my property. Give me my money.
Not a cent.
That's final?
Absolutely.
Nathan Gombit faced Carson Drew with clenched fist, and his features were distorted with rage. Nancy, who stood a short distance away, was fearful lest he attack her father. But Mr. Drew showed no signs of flinching, and Gombit was not overburdened with courage. He preferred to obtain his ends by underhanded methods. He turned abruptly toward the door, but before he reached it, he wheeled upon Carson Drew. Nancy thought that he looked like a wild animal making its last stand.
Take warning, Carson Drew. If I don't get my money, I'll do something desperate.
With that, he slammed the door and vanished into the night.
Oh, Dad, what did he mean by that? I'm afraid I'll do something terrible. Perhaps blow up the railroad bridge.
Who is this mysterious Nathan Gombit? What does he want with the attractive young sleuth? Who did Nancy make out with while her father was gone? For the answer to these and other baffling questions, tune in for the next episode of The Hidden Staircase Mystery.
Tune in to WLHA every Sunday night for the continuing saga of Nancy Drew.